Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go-around, and today we are continuing with our theme week this week, which is a pretty interesting theme week we have here, where we are looking specifically at three-man bands. And no, I'm not talking about the three-man band of Heath Slater, Drew McIntyre, and Jinder Mahal for you wrestling fans. No, we're talking about music here. Of course, bands that had only three members. Which is funny because you think about a lot of bands, that do have three members. There's not a ton of them. I mean, most of them have like four or five or even more. Some, usually like four seems to be like the main cutoff for bands. But we do have a few great three-man bands out there. And the song I'll be doing today is probably from one of the most legendary three-man bands to ever perform. And that is, of course, the band Green Day. A great, obviously, three-man band. And the song I'm going to be doing today is Minority, which was off their album Warning, released on August 22nd, 2000. One of those songs that just missed the cut of the Greatest Song of the 2000s tournament, which Green Day was very well represented in. And I also like to think this song and this album is kind of like the last, like, tradition, like, album that's of the, like, the original Green Day. Like, when you think about when Green Day started, they were, the punk rock band, with like the Basket Case, When I Come Around. And then they kind of started this little transition here between, like, this and they were just coming off Time of Your Life. And then, of course, when we get to American Idiot, they make that complete transition into being like almost like a hard rock band. And you can definitely see them kind of like the transition they make between, from where they were in the 90s to where they would be in the 2000s. So if you're, of course, watching along with me via the YouTube link, it's a short video, actually. It's just shy of 3 minutes. So we'll go ahead and get started in 3, 2, 1, and play. And of course, we open up here with, I believe that is Billy Joel there strumming the guitars. We see the band on this float going down the street. Nobody though in the street though watching them, and as we see them perform there. I'm assuming it looks like they are in New York, because there was a Broadway sign there, and now they've got these probably the least girls that you would least likely see as baton twirlers, but now the parade's starting to get a little bigger. Now they've got their own balloons as they continue down the road here on this float, just through the empty streets. Kind of interesting they didn't have anybody there kind of watching it. Maybe if they're just like plants or whatever. And again, like, the people with the balloons there are like complete, like, the least likely people that you would ever see in like a parade, like a Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. They're just like, completely, like, they just have the look on their faces like, why the hell am I even here? Of course, we had the one guy with the accordion there. Again, we're kind of continuing down the street, and they're just very melancholy here. I give the girls credit there. They're good baton twirlers, even though they definitely don't look like your typical baton. Like I said, they don't look like your typical baton twirlers. So now they kind of got the little solo here. And of course, like I said, this was definitely an interesting time for Green Day. Like I said, they came on strong in the 90s. as a new like punk rock band. Then they kind of started this little transition in the late 90s and the end of the 2000s. And then, of course, like I said, by the time we get to American Idiot, they're definitely, they feel like they have a whole new style of their and we kind of see it. We've kind of see it going forward with some of their albums post post American Idiot. Like and because you could argue, you make the argument like which version of Green Day was better? Was it the 90s? Was it the 2000s? Which version was better? Which version was better? Now they are trashing the float here as the balloons now go flying. I mean, those are definitely. I was trying to think because they definitely look CGI, and I think those are definitely CGI as the band now kind of just sitting here. Are sitting at the destroyed float. So there you go. There is Minority by Green Day. Of course, as we are highlighting three-man bands here. Like I said, Green Day probably one of the most recognizable three-man bands of all time. And I'm sure we're going to get some more good ones this week for the Steam Week. So be sure to keep following us on that and follow along with us throughout all the everything we do here on all the pods. Lots of good stuff for everybody. So with that, I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. And we will see you next time.